the Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
But nobody likes me.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. We're taking your phone calls right here, lightly screened at 844-967-2789. I want to shout out AM950 listeners. I got a little story for you coming next up there in Minneapolis. Also want to say hi to those listening on WCPT 820 AM, Eureka, California. Love our friends listening in Eureka on the Devilish 92.7 and 1480 AM KGOE. Our friends on WADR, of course, and right here at the world headquarters, Devil Radio in the Shaw, Kakaw the Shaw, where my pal Brian's producing the show. Evan's here with me in Madison. And your phone calls could be next. Again, 844-967-2789. But let me get this quick Minnesota headline out. Minnesota Republicans asked supporters for money after saying Delta Airlines banned him for life. Apparently, he's going to have to fly a more expensive airline. What, Frontier not available in the Twin Cities? State Rep. Eric Mortensen, Republican from Shakopee, says he's been banned for life from Delta Airlines for refusing to wear a mask on a flight from Colorado to Minnesota Monday, hours after a federal judge in Florida struck down the two-year-old national mask mandate for airline passengers. Mortensen said he had argued with flight attendants who asked him to wear a mask on his flight. Of course he did, because, you know, he's a man's man. Mortensen told the whole story in a Tuesday fundraising email to his supporters, saying, "Leftist on a power trip at Delta," insisted he wear a mask, despite his protests that the mandate had been overturned that morning. Now, can you still have private corporations make demands of, you know, citizens that want to buy tickets for the privilege of private air flight? Because it doesn't just have to be the government asking, right? Or could you just be not a jacknut? If the lady on Delta asks you to wear a mask, can you wear a mask? I mean, Denver to Minneapolis, what's that? 3 hours? It's not a terribly long flight.
Yeah, but it's someone making somebody do something else, and it's just hard, and it's an inconvenience.
How tyrannical. After the plane landed, a flight attendant told Mortensen he had been banned for life. Mortensen said he laughed and replied, "Delta doesn't have to ban me. I'm banning Delta." You Minnesotans must be so proud. Mortensen used the incident as an opportunity to raise funds. Of course he did. How can I grift off this? Asking people to send him $12.86 because he was on flight. Wait for it, $12.86. Mortensen, who spent much of his first term decrying COVID-19 vaccines and pulling stunts to get media attention, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. That was originally reported at the Minnesota Reformer. So there's one for our friends up in KTNF land. You must be
Who's
so
coming
proud.
With me?
Eric Mortensen, Republican from Shakopee. I hope I said that right. I think that's right. 844-967-2789. If you're listening, Eric, you can call us. But first, I'm taking Jake. Jake from Milwaukee. How you doing, man? What do you got?
This would be interesting if Fox really is doing this, and I really don't know. But, you know, I don't know how much lower you can get Trump to go with his cult not still following him. I mean, they'd have to do something pretty amazing, you know, like, I don't know what they would have to do, but, I mean, his cult with QAnon and the myth they have.
He could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue, and he would lose no support, Jake. Effectively, he'd lose very little support.
So I don't think Fox is going to kill their monster. In fact, I would be more surprised if Fox takes half their watchers to a different news station, you know, and then Fox suddenly has even less. So I don't think it's going to work out for Murdoch. I think Rupert Murdoch is actually one of the worst horrible human beings on the planet.
Joe Biden agrees with you on that point. I think he called him the worst person in the world or something.
He has U.S. citizenship. He should be tried for treason, but especially with all the Russia stuff. But, you know, that'll never happen. But as I said, this could be bad for conservative, I mean, the whatever they are now, the fascists if this actually happens, because they're not going to give up on Trump.
Well,
I mean, that's their
perhaps
guy.
They're going to move on to a better, slicker, younger fascist in the person of Ron DeSantis.
I don't think they're going to be able to do it that easily. I mean, if they're actually trying to destroy Trump, I mean, that's something that's not going to happen.
What if they just feature Ron DeSantis as the miracle worker, as the guy that kept Florida open during a pandemic, the guy that has the courage, the cojones to go fight Disney, you know, in his home state, a employer of 80,000 Floridians.
Well,
but, you know, he's strong
right
and wrong.
That would be better than them trying to actually take Trump out. But DeSantis, I mean, he's going to have a lot of corporate Disney dollars going to take them down. I have a feeling Disney is going to exact its revenge. Mickey Mouse will be coming with a dagger to stab the Republicans in Florida in the back. That's just what I think is going to happen. But,
well, all he's
got to do, Ron.
All he's got to do, Jake, is cut off the flow of that sweet, sweet Disney money.
Yep.
Jake, appreciate you listening. 844-967-2789. That call ended with a yep. Tom from McFarland, you're next. Yep, Tom, what do you got for us?
See, I'm going to have to agree with the previous caller. I think this is going to explode spectacularly on Fox. But if there's one thing that we know about the Trumplicans, is facts do not matter. I mean, you take a look at all the reporting that's been coming out from the January 6th commission, and that hasn't moved the needle one iota.
But it hasn't been reported where they seek their news, Tom. It hasn't really made its way to Fox yet. I mean, we now know from the New York Times today what it was that the Republican leadership were saying after January 6th behind closed doors, right? They thought there would be a successful conviction in the U.S. Senate, according to Mitch McConnell, according to this New York Times reporting. Kevin McCarthy wanted to push the former president out. Now, I have no doubt they assessed the caucus and they assessed the crazy ass followers of Donald Trump. And, you know, they didn't have the courage to take that public stand. But Fox News could make or break this guy's next campaign, if you will, Tom.
I'm going to have to disagree with you on there, because remember, back when all this happened, McConnell and company, they were all gung-ho and public as far as how they felt Trump should be held accountable. And it was Trump's base that actually saved them. When they started flooding the Republican senators and congressmen saying, hey, stop the attack on Trump, we actually agreed with what he was doing. So we don't want to see you taking him down this way. So I don't think that's going to change anything within that.
But the thing that...
But, you know, who knows? We'll see.
Well, Tom, I appreciate your call, man. The thing that deflates a cult of personality, criminal indictments and convictions. And he had a chance to cut the cancer off before it become more malignant. And the Republicans didn't have the courage to stand up to Trump and end it, to cut off that appendage. And now the entire party is cancerous, gangrenous, and Trump loving. Come back, hour two, you're devil loving. I can feel it. You're sticking around. I know you will.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
No, thanks. We gave it the office.